So, the last verse we saw, atra api. Atra api means what? Even here. Even with reference to the jagat also, there is error in our perception. Why atra api, even here, even with reference to jagat also, there is error in our perception. That means, there is error in our perception of the self. Not only there is error in the perception of the self, caused by the, isn't it, lack of the vision of the difference between Atma and Anatma. There is also error with reference to the jagat also. We do not see because of what? Because of the lack of the vision of the difference between existence and Namarupa. And that difference, when we do Shravana Mananam Nididhyasanam, the Shastram helps you to understand. This is what I want to say. Isn't it? Then you see the difference. Bhetayoho Brahma Sargayoho Bhedaha Vibhati. That difference becomes very clear. In your experience of any object, you always see two entities, but you do not see two entities, you always see only one entity, Namarupa. Isn't it? That is because you do not see the difference. Therefore, you do not see the other entity at what is real, you do not see at all. What is mithya, you see that as real. Then the mithyas, the mithya is mithya, the namarupas are many. You think Brahman is many. And then no, the exist, the reality is many. And these namarupas have beginning, they have end. You think Brahman has beginning, Brahman has, reality has beginning, reality has end. And namarupas undergo changes before beginning and end, in between beginning and end. You think Brahman undergoes changes, isn't it? Brahman also has beginning, Brahman has an end. In between beginning and end, Brahman undergoes changes. You see all the dharmas of the mithya namarupa you superimpose upon Brahman the existence. And you do not know that what you are seeing is only namarupa. You think it is real. Then you also rely upon the unreliable jagat for your existence, for your security, for your happiness. And you think also jagat is source of unhappiness. All these problems come because of this error of erroneous perception of the jagat. Okay, then when you see sarge, then you when you see the difference through study, then sarge vikaraha syat. The changes, this change and modification, all this beginning, end and change all only on the part of the namarupa, not in Brahman. There is no change or whatsoever on the part of Brahman. Isn't that becomes very clear? Here, what does the Shastram do here? What Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam, when you say Le Nididhyasanam, that's a different thing. Okay? Let us take Shravanam and Mananam. When you do the Shravanam, when you study the Shastram, what does the Shravanam do? What does the teacher do? Isn't it? When I say there is a flower, colorful flower, isn't it? And then you all see the flower, but what is here when I ask, you say there is a bunch of colorful flowers. Why don't you say there is light and the color, a bunch of colorful flowers? Why don't you say? You don't see two entities. You see only one entity. There seems to be only one entity. In fact, there are two entities. Light and colorful. A bunch of colorful flowers. In fact, you do not see there is light, without which the colors you cannot see, without which number you cannot count, without which the shape and form and color and beauty, nothing can you see. That light, isn't it? That light you do not see. But now when you see, experience light or not? Every time you see, experience a bunch of colorful flowers, You are experiencing the bunch of colorful flowers in the light only, along with the light only. There is no experience of opaque object possible without experiencing light. Please understand, it is impossible for you to experience, to have any experience of any opaque object, isn't it, without experiencing light. Understand? You are experiencing light and the opaque object together. Whenever you experience an opaque object, you are definitely experiencing the light also along with the opaque object, but you do not pay attention to that light. You do not pay attention to the light. That is why you say there is a bunch of flowers. What is here? There is a bunch of flowers. You just, you are least bothered to say there is also light. There is light, and in the light I see a bunch of flowers. Why don't you say? Because you don't pay attention to light. So here that the Shastra teaching is only helps you to take your attention from the bunch of flower to the light. What does the teaching do? The teaching, the teacher or the teaching helps you to take your attention to, pay attention to the light. Understand now? Then just the question of drawing your attention to what is. So this way, there's no, you're not experiencing anything newly. Understand now? You're only what now? Your attention is taken to what is. Similarly, is clear now? Same way, when you see the opaque object, you do not pay attention to the light, and the teaching draws attention to the light, isn't it, which is unnoticed. Then you cannot miss the light. Once you see the difference. You cannot undo you don't need to undo the flower bunch. You don't need to do anything without physically separating the flower bunch and the light. You can very well say light is one uniform, unchanging, all-pervasive, isn't it, independent entity. And this bunch of flowers is what now? Time, isn't it? This is dependent entity. Very existence is possible only when it is brought to light. And this is subject to change. Light will be there tomorrow also, day after also, and after other day also. Even in winter, the dark corners also, there is light will be there always. But the flower bunch, after 2 weeks, we'll take it away. Or maybe 3 weeks. Understand now? So, the same way, this existence is, man is, woman is, a living thing is, a non-living thing is, light is, air is, elements are, everything, anything is, now you can say are, is, no? You can say grammatically the word am may be different. Am implies existence, isness. Is implies existence. Are implies existence. Is it is? Maybe grammatically use you are, I am. Light is, flower is, he is, she is. We say, actually speaking, is stands for existence, am stands for existence, are stands for existence. The existence is one independent, all-pervasive, isn't it? Unchanging reality, which is Brahman. Can you ever experience anything without existence? It is impossible. Is clear now? Therefore, you are experiencing every object you experience. You, when you say something is, what is invariably present in that variable object is existence. You do not see experience, you experience existence with the object you experience, but you do not pay attention to existence. Why? Because because human psychology cannot be attracted, attempted, the attention cannot be held by something which is one, uniform and unchanging and motionless. Understand now? That's the problem. Therefore, what happens now? Then the Shastra teaching draws your attention to the existence with every object. He is means you see only he, there is existence. He stands for existence. She is means she with existence. Isn't it? The body minus complex with existence. And then it is existence. That is existence. They are, these are existence. You are existence. I am existence. Existence is one and the same. Is it? With reference to all the persons. First person, second person, third person, all the persons. Reality is one. Isn't it now? So you are not something given a special, don't ever think teaching will one day will give me some special experience. If you think Shastra teaching will result in some new experience, then you have got out of the teaching. You are outside of the teaching. Some experience is going to happen one fine day. Some something will happen. Any mystic, no experience should happen. In every experience of anything, what is already, that has to be seen. Shastram teaching only draws attention. What do the elders do? The child is so cranky and use a big noisy gilke, noisy some toy, and a give key and makes lots of noise. You have to make the child shut up and then turn the eyes and see. Then when the babies are crying, why do you have all these colorful noisy toys? Because you had to make more noise to shut up, and then you drag the attention. Isn't it? Grab the attention of the child to this big noise, then forget about, then it won't even stop crying. Similarly, Shas, you are not, my God, you are not able to see, take attention at all from Namarupa. You are not able to see the existence. You are so engrossed in Namarupa. The Shastra has to come and big Vedanta dindima, big noise. Din, din, come on, you heard that it has to drag attention to what now? It has to come and take your attention to the existence. Is it clear? That's what the Shastram is. Does Shastram give you different experience? Something goes up, back, goes up and comes down, nothing. You need not rise anything anywhere. Raise anything anywhere. Everything can be as they are. As it is. Nothing needs to be raised, nothing needs to be brought down. Why should we trouble anything? It's okay, you can practice as a technique to discipline the mind. It's a different thing. But to understand the fact, what else do you need to do? Isn't it? So, the teaching takes attention to existence. Then you see, yes, existence is unchanging, unchangeable, beginningless, endless, changeless, all-pervasive, eternal, one, independent. And in that existence only, all the Namarupas came, Namarupas are, Namarupas will be, Namarupas go disappear. Now you understand. When you see the Bhedam, then you understand what existence is. Then that existence, now you can know, you understand. You can see the, you can understand what pure existence is cognitively. You can see what pure existence is, not to physicalize, isn't it? That means you recognize pure existence is, in fact, whatever I experience, any Namarupa experience, minus that Namarupa is what? Existence. Understand now? Now, curtain is means? Isn't it? Minus Namarupa curtain, what is? Existence. Pure existence. Can you see the existence? You can understand. That pure existence is pure consciousness. Is this clear now? So this is the what we saw. And the next verse is a very beautiful thing. Look at this. Swamiji's favorite sloka this is. Our Swamiji loves this verse so much. He even in Bhagavad Gita club, when you come across, he may have mentioned this somewhere, some point. Okay? Look at this. Now, how to take my attention from an object, Namarupa, to existence? Isn't it? And that existence is, that existence is nothing but pure consciousness. Isn't it? Because you may have a doubt. Existence is with every object means. Now I say specs is means, listen to me very carefully. Specs is means, specs existence is. It's pervaded by existence, it existence is. Now the doubt will come to you, that is fine, existence is Brahman, then is there Chit? Now every Namarupa and experiencing every object, I know very well there is existence. But you have a doubt now, is there Chit? Existence is, isn't it? In every object existence is, but is there Sati? Sati is existence. But is there Chit now? Chit is there or not? If you say no, you are not right. Chit is. That, why? Because Sat and Chit are one and the same. Sat is means Chit or is. Because Sat and Chit are one and the same. Now you come from Sat to Chit now. When you say specs is, means specs existence is. So existence alone, existence is Brahman, now you know. Isn't it? Specs is means what? Specs, I experience specs means the object, Namarupa, specs minus Namarupa is what? Existence. Isn't it? Existence is, you know very well. But is there Chit here? Is there Chit, you know, any object here for that matter? Yes. Chit is very much there. Why? Sat is Chit is Sat. And we already know Sat and Chit are one. Sat is one. Sat is all pervasive. Sat is eternal. Therefore, similarly, what now? Chit is one. Chit is all pervasive. Chit is eternal. Chit is unchanging. Chit is independent. Chit is very much here in this. No, it is very difficult for us to understand. Why? Chit is, but Chit is not manifest. What is the difference between our small little virus? Okay, our little microbe, no, unicellular organism sitting here, creating a lot of trouble in the throat, isn't it? Little organism, ant comes here, small bug comes here. What is the difference? a non-living thing and a living thing. What is the difference? A living thing also is completely, it has, with living thing is means existence is consciousness is. A non-living thing is means existence is consciousness is. Because existence and consciousness are one and the same. Everywhere there is consciousness, everything is parabrahma consciousness, which is existence. But what is the difference? In a living thing, if consciousness is manifest, we call it living thing. We see the life, then we call it a living being. If consciousness is not manifest, chit is, but chit is unmanifest. Understand now, there's only difference. Why it is not manifest? For the consciousness to manifest, it needs a sukshma. Okay? If there is a sukshma shariram, the sukshma is there, then you can, chit will become manifest. Chit is, but chit is unmanifest in the dead body. If chit can be manifest without the sukshma, then you don't need to worry at all. Even after the sukshma goes, still a body will be moving around. This person will not vacate. You can't send this person to the crematorium. Understand now. The chit, sukshma leaves means, even after sukshma leaves, still the dead body is, what now? Chit is, sat is, Chittan Satta is, dead body is means Sat existence is. Existence is means Chit is. But what is not there? Consciousness is not manifest. Why? Manifesting media has left. That's all. Medium has left. And this isn't it. So it requires mind. Understand now? So, different levels of manifestation also. In keeping with the manifesting medium, consciousness also is manifest. Understand now? So, the highest manifestation of maya is vikshep shakti is vrittihi, eye vrittihi. And the highest manifestation of consciousness with the vritti is what now? The eye consciousness, isn't it? Cognition, I told you. Remember what cognition is now? Similarly, in the tree, consciousness is manifest. Why? You see the life. But how what is the level of manifestation? What level of the consciousness do you see here? There is enough knowledge to live the tree life. It is not blessed with the vritti jnanam. If it has vritti jnanam, when you go, immediately the branch will come and hit you like this. Don't come near. Okay? There's no vritti jnanam here around. There's no mind. But still there is subtle, sukshma. It has some understanding, isn't it? There's no I sense. I am tree. That buddhi is not there. Then tree will say, I am tree. And they would have formed association also, tree association. And fight for, and then one more headache for the government. Association will go for the thing. Why? Because their knowledge is, consciousness is manifest as knowledge now required for the functions. In a bug, in a small insect, in a small worm, in a bird, in a cat, in every animal, there is chit manifest. In keeping with the sukshma. How developed is the sukshma? Accordingly, chit is manifest. Yesterday the cat came, one bird fell down here, no? With the broken legs. And then I want to protect the bird. If I go to protect the bird was scared of me. So I didn't want to cause any fear, because sannyasa I can't afford to cause any fear to anybody. I promised, you know. So I want to be quiet, I was sitting in, I want to protect the bird. And one cat was waiting all the time, came many times to this. And this bird already tired. And the cat, seeing me, the cat will go off. Whole day I protected the bird. Night it came and had good dinner. Now what I'm saying here, and in the morning doctor came and cleared all the feathers. And now what I'm saying, I couldn't help. See, buddhi, my God, this cat, now you can see the manifestation of consciousness. Because it's a sukshma, isn't it? The adequate knowledge to live its given life. To live a cat's life, that is knowledge. That is manifestation of consciousness. So you see the life, everything. But Sukshma is there. Sat consciousness is manifest. Now why I want to say here, why in this chair, if consciousness is manifest, okay, then there would have some knowledge, there would have mood. You won't be sitting here like this, understand now. But it's sthavara. Even sthavara, there's life is there. It is, isn't it? It is now jadam. That's why I'm able to sit on the table. Thing. Therefore, consciousness is when is always, should say, because when question should not arise. Consciousness is when it is always. Where is it? Everywhere. In what? In everything. In everything, always, everywhere, consciousness is. And consciousness is as existence. You can see the consciousness as existence in all the non-living things. But consciousness is clear now? And similarly, consciousness is manifest. For the consciousness to manifest, it needs the sukshma and mind. And a very sophisticated manifesting medium is a human mind. There again the vritti, I, therefore aham, that knowledge also is what now? The knowledge I am is manifestation of knowledge. Understand now? So knowledge cannot manifest without the vritti. Vritti cannot even have existence without consciousness. Look at this. Is it clear now? Consciousness cannot manifest without the mind, but mind by itself cannot exist independent of consciousness. Do you see the difference? Therefore, now what so what now? Next step, we'll go ahead next step. Therefore, Shastram wants to teach you. Therefore, now the doubt should not come. Why I had to bring in here? Oh, we talked about Sat separately. Then Brahman is Sat there. What about Chit then? You said they're not two different things. Now we understood the... Isn't it? We have seen distinctly... We have separated, segregated... cognitively, Atma, Anatma, Brahma, existence and Namarupa. Now you have to see what? The non-different. Satin, Chit are not two different things. Sat is Chit. And this Chit, which is the existence, the consciousness, which is the existence, is of the nature of limitlessness. Sat Chit Anandaha. Anandam Brahma. What is reality now? Brahman. Brahman, which is pure existence, which is the existence of the universe, which is nothing but consciousness, which is of the nature of limitlessness. Is it clear now? But that existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness, is available not for experience as pure existence or pure consciousness. It's available for recognition only as, you know, pure consciousness, pure existence, only as subject of knowledge, as the knower in your own mind, as the very I. For you, I and or consciousness are not, you can say, consciousness is not I, but I am awareness, the existence, the limitlessness. Aham Brahma Asmi. Is it clear now? This you have to see. Therefore, Bhagavan, how to know this? You can see. Any object you see, look at this. Any object you experience, it has five aspects. How to see Brahman? Is it? So beautiful. Very beautiful verse this is. Any object you see, it has five aspects. What are the five aspects? No? Five aspects you see. Of the five aspects, three aspects belong to the reality, satyam. Two aspects belong to the mithya. Okay, Brahman and Maya, Satyam and Mithya. We have to see now. This is how this separation, what how cognitively we have to separate what belong to Maya, what belong to Brahman. Okay, now you see. So let us see the verse. Astibhati. Priyam rupam.
Priyam rupam.
Astibhati.
Astibhati.
Priyam rupam.
Priyam rupam.
Nama chetyam
shapanchakam. Nama chetyam shapanchakam.
Adyatrayam brahma rupam.
Adyatrayam brahma rupam.
Jagadrupam tato dvayam.
Jagadrupam tato dvayam.
Okay, look at this. Okay, any object you see, when I say, okay, take for example, flower. Because all of us are seeing the flowers, huh? Flower is, when you say, a bunch of flowers is. When you say is, that a flower bunch is, when you say, with the flower bunch is experienced, isn't it? You experience the flower bunch, then you say flower bunch, and you say that X is. So what is there with the flower bunch? Asti. Say now.
Asti.
Asti means what? Is. So is stands for what? Sat, the existence. Bunch is means every object has sambandha. Every object you experience has connection. Sambandha. With what? You know, asti. When you say asti, that flower bunch asti, pushpa gucchaha asti, flower bunch is, when you say that is, stands for what? Asti. Asti means what? Existence. So flower bunch has sambandha with existence. Flower bunch has connection with what? Existence. How do you know? Is. What is the word which reveals the connection between flower bunch and existence? Brahman?
Yes.
The word is. Asti. It's beautiful, isn't it? Do you see the difference? Flower bunch is means immediately that is implies, reveals the connection the flower bunch has with what? Now, flower bunch being with existence. Okay, next. Then bhati. Say now.
Bhati.
It is sat. Asti stands for sat. Then bhati. Say now.
Bhati.
Bhati means what? Shines. Shines means, can you say a bunch? Oh, bunch is beautiful. When you say a bunch is nice, the flower bunch, flowers look beautiful. When you say, you describe a flower means it shines. It is, it shines. That shows what? Can you experience something without knowing it? The experience of something is not possible without cognizing it. Here you have to see the subtle difference between cognition and experience. Can you experience something without without knowing it? Because suppose if you say, I can experience something without knowing, means what? What do you experience? You have knowledge, isn't it? It may be, but you don't experience it, isn't it? So here he says, bhati means what? You experience anything because you know already. There's a cognition of, cognition must be there, only then you experience it. Therefore, what now? Bhati stands for chit. Asti bhati. So, every object has sat sambandha. Every object has what now? Chit sambandha also. Sat sambandha is there. Chit sambandha is there. Why every object has Brahman sambandha? How? Wave has water sambandha. That means what? Wave has water sambandha means don't think connection, association or anything. No namarupa. Wave, the namarupa is impossible without the H2O. Similarly, any object you experience has what? Sat sambandha, chit sambandha also. How do you know sat sambandha every object has? Because you say is. Bunch is. A flower bunch is means sat sambandha. Bhati. Pushpa guchaha bhati. A flower, a bunch of flowers shines here. Means what? There's a without knowledge, without cognition, experience is not possible. Therefore, what now? Your experience presupposes your cognition, isn't it? Therefore, what? The bhati word reveals what now? Your reveals the chitta sambandha. Sambandha is there. That means what? Flower bunch is means flower bunch existence is. Isn't it? Then flower shines means flower is means flower knowledge is. Flower is means what? Flower knowledge is. Existence presupposes knowledge. Is it clear now? Knowledge is. So flower is means flower knowledge is. Flower existence is means flower knowledge is. So you don't see pure knowledge. You see the object with knowledge. Now object being mixed up with knowledge. Object being mixed up with existence. You see the mixing up? Then priyam. Say no.
Priyam.
Every object has what? Priyam also. How every object has priyam means what? A living thing also is mixed up with the priyam. Priyam stands for, no? Ananda. The word priyam stands for ananda. Sat chit ananda. Asti bhati priyam. Three words imply sat chit ananda. Understand now? Means every object of experience is mixed up with what? Brahman. Oh, beautiful. Isn't it? To know this. Every object you experience is mixed up with Brahman. How? You can see asti, the word implies object being mixed up with existence. Bhati word implies object being mixed up with knowledge. And priyam, the word implies object being mixed up with what now? Priyatano anandaha. How? I like it. When you say, I like this flower, it has something, you know, I like this flower. I like it. When you say, priyam, that's what now? Every object has what now? Reflects ananda. Understand now? Therefore, every object, priyam also is there. I like it. I like that. All of us like it. I hate that if you say, if at all, something, every object has some priyatvam. It is. Every object is mixed up with what now? Some desirability. Even if you don't like it, there is somebody who likes it. Understand now? Our Swamiji will say very beautifully, you know what he says? Come on. You may not like cockroach, but there is an opposite sex of cockroach. You say, oh honey, come on, let us go to this kitchen today. Like how you know, Swamiji's example, okay? Swamiji can only teach like that. He'll say, cockroach will say, cockroach, you may have apriyatum. Isn't it? Why? Because dukkha hetutum. For you, it is not sukha hetu. Think of diseases and problems and you run away from cockroach. And then you hate it, in fact. You don't want to have it around. But for the cockroach, its own species, there is a cockroach of its own speech, jati, okay? It looks for its company. And it will say, you know, Swamiji will say, like you say, how we, which hotel we go, restaurant we go today, which kitchen we'll go. That means what? There is, it has some priyatam, isn't it? Then Swamiji, you know? Amazing. To make Vedanta very light and nice, you need Swamiji's joke sometimes. So it's a bit too dry, isn't it? Now what I'm saying, that you know, because we think every object has some priyatam, desirability, that is mixed up. No object in the world has totally apriyatvam. It is desirable for some people, for some things, something. Some people are not. Now when you see, you know, my God. No, we think, always people of their own, the races and spirit things and all that, we don't like it. But there are people who like it, isn't it? That means every object has some desirability, mixed up with some desirability, isn't it? That means it is desirable for some people or the other, something or the other. Therefore, every object is mixed with ananda. Every object is, when you say this cognition is, object is means there is knowledge of that object is. Tree is means, you cannot say tree is very, very firmly if you do not know what tree is. That when isness presupposes knowledge. So every object is mixed with what? Knowledge. That is what now? Chit sambandha. So, priyam, the word priyam implies the every namarupa, now you can say object as namarupa. Every namarupa, chetanam or achetanam, sentient or insentient, mobile or immobile, has sambandha, what now? Is mixed up with. Just as water namarupa, wave namarupa is mixed up with H2O, or it is there, similarly, isn't it? Every namarupa we see has sambandha, is mixed up with what? Has sat mixing, it says sat is there, chit is there, ananda is there. So Brahman is. Every namarupa has what now? Brahman. Sat aspect, Chit aspect, and Ananda aspect. It's not pure Anandaha, you cannot see in a flower. You can't say pure, when you see a flower bunch is, okay, it's a beautiful flower is, when you say, that flower has Sat Sambandha, Chit Sambandha, Ananda Sambandha. You see that flower with what? There is no, just the flower alone, without existence, without knowledge, without what? Ananda. But you, what is that now? You see, Satchit Ananda with Namarupa. Flower is a Namarupa with Satchit Ananda. But if you want to see pure existence, pure consciousness, pure anandaha, it is not possible. How? But you can do what now? You can physically, you cannot separate Satchit Ananda, isn't it? Existence, consciousness, limitlessness from the flower. But you can do what? Cognitively you can separate. Is it clear now? How do you separate cognitively? Here, isn't it? Flower means what now? Minus namarupa, flower, what is pure existence, the consciousness, which is pure existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness. Is it clear now? That is satyam. So, there are five aspects. Now one more aspect is there. What now? Nama Rupam. Because it has a Rupam. The form, a given form is there. Chrysanthemum, the name. Name also is there. Chrysanthemum or flower. A flower is a name. of this given form. What is real for us? Tell me. We do not see Sat aspect, Chit aspect, Ananda aspect. We see only what? Nama Rupa. We mistake Nama Rupa for real. We don't see the Hachit Ananda aspect. Then what do we do? The flower definitely has beginning, Nama Rupa will go. When the flower goes, fades, so beautiful, so object of pleasure, the flower fades, falls, disappears. Nama Rupa goes. Again becomes the manure. But still, for us, the object goes, we think Satyam is gone. Is it clear now? Asti Bhati Priyam Nama Rupam. So here the author says, very beautiful. You can't really separate. This Asti Bhati Priyam. Now you cannot imagine any object without existence. You don't see before. The Shastra teaching helps you to see how every way you see, what you cannot miss is H2O. Isn't it? Similarly, every Nama Rupa, any name indicates any object, Rupam, that Rupam is mixed up with what? It has association, it has connection, it is inseparably with every wave. Nama Rupa is inseparably with H2O. Please understand, wave Nama Rupa is inseparably with H2O. H2O is the very existence and reality of the wave Nama Rupa. So also, every name, you utter any name, now I tell you. Some name. Any name indicates what? Give some name.
Garden.
Okay, garden. Garden is a word. Immediately it indicates what? Rupam, form. Garden is a name. It indicates a given form, Nama Rupa. But with that Nama and Rupa, you know, what is that Nama Rupa is like a wave. Now, what is the truth of that Nama Rupa? You know, it is with wave. If wave is with H2O, this garden, the name, which indicates a given form, must be with what? Brahman. Isn't it? What is it, Brahman? Sat, Chit, Anandaha. So how do you see Brahman there in the garden? I don't see Brahman. Hey, you don't see. That is what Shastras, you are experiencing Asti Bhati Priyam. You only see, you see only the Nama. Only the Rupam. You see the name and form. But what you don't see? Subtle. Why? It is invisible. Invisible you don't see. Imperceptible you don't see. Subtle you don't see. Subtle, invisible, imperceptible, one unmoving, changeless, uniform. You don't see. What is that? If wave is with the water, every Nama is nothing but a Rupam. A Rupam is with what now? Brahman, reality. What is the reality? Satchitananda. I don't see it, Satchitananda. You can see as what? You can see how it is, okay? When you say garden is, garden asti means what? Asti implies what? Existence of the garden. You can't say garden alone without existence. Do you see the meaning difference? Can you see the garden alone without existence? Garden is means garden. Means what? Garden is means existence. Garden shines means what? You know what garden is. Isn't it? What garden means. Therefore, it's a cognition, knowledge of what garden is. If you do not know what garden is, you cannot say garden is. isn't it? Therefore, there is chit. When you say garden bhati, say now, garden asti, garden bhati. Garden shines means what? There is, that implies the chit being associated with garden. Sat is with garden namarupa, chit is with garden namarupa in the form of knowledge of garden, isn't it? Then you say, I love garden. I love my small garden. We all like garden. Small or big. Something green, some beautiful flowers, something nice, nice to go to see. We all like. If there's anybody who hates garden, then that's a problem, different problem, okay? That's a different thing. All of us like garden. So it has what? Some desirability. We all like to go and stand out and see some two little flowers. A small garden, every day I go 3 times and 4 times and see out and come back. As though I haven't seen for many days. Because I'm only outing. I go out and come out means what? It is priyatum, isn't it? It has some desirability. So it has what now? Ananda hetutvam. When I went and saw that cat coming to catch, dukkha hetutvam. Then I don't want to see that. Isn't it? Then it has sukha hetutvam. It has some, it because it reflects. There is, when you see that, there is some desirability. That is what? The desirability of any object reveals what now? You know, it helps you to manifest for the fullness, fraction of fullness manifests as pleasure. Is what now? Priya Mishritattvam. Understand now? Everything has what now? It has all the three. And Nama and Rupam is there. Nama is garden, which has a rupam. Now it has what now? It is mixed with the sambandha with the existence, the sambandha with the knowledge, the sambandha with anandaha. As for asti, bhati, priyam, three words imply satchit ananda being associated with any namarupa. Can you see just the namarupa without existence, knowledge and desirability? No. This is what is now here he says, the five aspects. What are Sat, Chit, Ananda, Nama, Rupa. Everything you see. There he says, first three, Asti, Bhati, Priyam, three words which stand for Sat, Chit, Ananda, they what now? They reveal, they imply the nature of Brahman. They belong to Brahman. And Nama and Rupam belong to Mithya Maya. Is it clear now? So Asti Bhati Priyam belong to Satyam Brahma. Nama Rupa belong to Mithya Maya. But can you separate them physically? No. Physical separation is not possible. But cognitively you can separate. For which you should have known what pure consciousness is. If you have first seen the Atma Anatma Bheda, you have seen already. If you are very clear about what Sakshi is, what I am, what mind is, that difference very clear. You have seen what consciousness is, then you can understand the same pure consciousness is what? Is outside also is there what now? As knowledge of an object. Existence of an object. Desirability of an object. It's very beautiful. Understand now? But you can't physically separate them, but you can cognitively, intellectually separate. Asti bhati priyam, satchidananda aspects of the existence, consciousness, ananda aspect of object is, what now, satyam, brahma. Nama rupa alone, mithya, what now, jagat. Is it clear now? This is called very beautiful, isn't it? Very, I'll just say now. Asti bhati priyam rupam.
Asti bhati priyam rupam.
Now he has to show what now? That chit, the sakshi, the chit, which is satyam, atma, isn't it different from the mithya mind? That chit alone is the sat outside existence. Is it clear now? Sat and chit are what now? One and the same. You experience that pure consciousness as existence of the object. The pure consciousness you experience as the knowledge of an object. The pure consciousness you exist outside, you experience as what? Desirability of an object. Is it clear now? Therefore, asti bhati priyam rupam.
Asti bhati priyam rupam.
Nama chetyam shapanchakam.
Nama chetyam shapanchakam.
Adyatrayam brahma rupam.
Adyatrayam brahma rupam.
Jagad rupam tato dvayam.
Jagad rupam tato dvayam.
Asti bhati priyam. Three. Isn't it? Three. What now? Rupam four. Nama five. Cha iti, cha iti cheti, amsha panchakam. Amsha panchakam means what? These five aspects are together in the jagat. The whole jagat, you are now, we see five aspects together in the whole jagat. With every object, you see five aspects together. Do you see the beauty of this verse? Five aspects. Amsha panchakam. Pancha amshaha are there in the jagat. Jagat. What is jagat? Namarupa. With that namarupa, two aspects. What three aspects you say? Asti bhati priyam. Anything you say. Asti bhati priyam. Asti stands for existence. Bhati stands for pure consciousness. Priyam stands for ananda. You can never see any namarupa without asti bhati priya sambandha. With their connection. It's like you can never see any wave namarupa without H2O. You can never see any namarupa without living or non-living, mobile or immobile. Any namarupa you cannot see without asti bhati priyam, satchidananda. But you don't see satchidananda. But you see only namarupa. You don't see the difference between Satchidananda and namarupa. Because of avarana shaktihi. Now you have to understand, you see this. What is satyam? What is mithya here? He says, adyatrayam. Say now.
Adyatrayam.
Adya means what? First three. First three means what? In the list of five, first three of the five. First three of the five is or what now? Asti bhati priyam. Satchit ananda. Three aspects. Brahma rupam. What now? That is the nature of Brahman. Asti bhati priyam. The three aspects belong to Brahman. Isn't it? Reality. Like in the wave. There is mixing up, there is association of Namarupa with the H2O. H2O belongs to the reality and Namarupa belongs to what now? Mithya. Mithya appearance, isn't it? So here also, Adyatrayam Brahma Rupam, Satchitananda Swarupam is what now? The nature of reality. Which revealed in the through this word asti bhati priyam, they brought to Brahman, Brahma rupam. Then tataha dvayam, other two, tato dvayam, the two other two are what now? Nama rupam, jagad rupam. Nama tato dvayam, nama rupam and nama belong to the jagat, jagad rupam. What is Jagadrupam? What is Brahma Rupam? When you say ocean, in that ocean, what is reality Rupam? What is ocean Rupam? name and form is ocean rupam, H2O is reality rupam. Is it clear now? Similarly, in the Jagat also, what is reality rupam? What is Jagat rupam? Satchit Ahanandaha, reality rupam, and Namarupa, Jagat rupam. How do you know Satchidananda is there in the Jagat? In what way you easily see H2O? That's a gross example. But here, how do you know? Existence, asti, when an object is, namarupa is, when you say existence is there. You understand existence is there. Is he presupposes what? Your knowledge of that object. You cannot say tree is without knowing what tree is. Therefore what? Knowledge is. Allow this tree only now, not in winter. It has a lot of bloom, isn't it? That means what? It has priyatvam. Ananda. Is it clear now? Every object has existence. Every object is with what? Knowledge. Every object has what? Na ananda. How do you know? You can't see through physical eyes. I don't see any ananda in the tree. I don't see any knowledge in the tree. I don't see any existence in the tree. Hey, you can't see existence in the tree. Okay? Tree is in existence. Tree exists in knowledge. Tree is in ananda, fullness only. Limitlessness only. Understand now? But how do you understand that? As asti, bhati, priyam. Is it clear now? Okay. I'll do it again next class. I'll repeat it. I'll sum up the whole lesson next class and it will become clear. Now we'll see the last verse. We'll finish the topic. Therefore, now what you have understood now? Jiva Brahma Aikyam has happened. Still have some any confusion? What is the truth of individual? Atma. What is Atma? Illuminator 3. Who is that? Sakshi. What is Sakshi? Pure consciousness. Do you know pure consciousness? You recognize pure consciousness. By knowing who the knower is, you recognize pure consciousness as the knower only is available for recognition. Thereafter, you understand what? That pure consciousness is there also with every object. You have to say everything is Brahman. Isn't it? Aham Brahma, that you know now. What other the whole Jagat is what now? Aham Brahma, not whole Jagat. Whole Jagat is Brahma. Everything is Brahma. You are Brahman, that is Brahman, this is Brahman, everything is Brahma. Aham Brahma, when you say, don't say only Aham Brahma. Everything else is also Brahma. What is else? Only Brahman. That becomes very clear when that chit alone is the Sat here. Why? Sat and Chit are not two different things. Because Sat is Chit means Sat Chit pervades everything also. But I don't see Chit, there's no life. If I don't see life, I don't understand Chit being there. Chit is very much there, it's unmanifest. Because it is not, there's no Sukshma to manifest for manifestation. Is it clear now? It is dormant. That's all. That Chit, Sat, which is Chit, is of the nature of what? Limitlessness. That Chit, Sat, Brahma has no beginning, no end, no change. It is free from all spatial time object limitations. That is of the nature of fullness and limitlessness. Anandaha. Isn't it? That is why that limitlessness alone, what now? Actually expresses itself in the form of a fraction. Pleasure. Isn't it? Okay. That we've seen here. Therefore now, Jiva, Brahma, Aikyam also is over now. First you saw the difference between Atma and Atma, mind and Sakshi. Then you saw the difference between Brahman and Jagat Namarupa. Then knowing both, you understood what? Sat and Chit. Sat the existence Brahman and Chitta the consciousness I are one and the same. Therefore, what now? Aham, I, the consciousness, am the existence. Is it clear now? Aham Brahma, Jiva Brahma, Aikyam is also clear now. Now we'll say last bit. Khavaivagnijalorvishu. Khavaivagni.
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 Jalorvishu.
Jalorvishu.
Devatriyangnaradishu.
Devatriyangnaradishu.
Abhinna
Sachidananda. Abhinna Sachidananda.
Vidyate Rupanamani.
Vidyate Rupanamani.
Now he is very beautiful. This verse again reconfirms, consolidates what has been said earlier. Okay, look at this. Now Kha means space. Kha, one letter, kham means akashaha. Kha or kham means what? Akashaha, space. Vayuhu, air. Agnihi, fire. Jalam, water. Urvi, earth. Urvi, you can say both. In all of them, in all the five different elements, elements or each element is different from every other element, isn't it? Kha, vayu, agni, jala, urvi, shu means what? In all of them, they're all different, but in all of them, there is one thing, one and the same common thing. Okay? What is that? Astibhati Priyam Sachidananda. Understand now? Then, Deva Triyang Naradishu. See, Devaha means what? Celestial beings, beings of very high superior order. Devaha. They're also what? Material. Material, the elements and the elemental products. What now? Devaha. Devaha means celestial beings. We do not know about them. We haven't seen them. We are still struggling to find whether there is water in where in moon and things. We are looking. Now we have scarcity whether we can go there and all that. Okay. Even before we tried to go there, again the volcano came. So many days even we couldn't go even from here to other place. Where are we going to go? Chandran, moon. Okay. Anyway, so here Devaha means what now? Celestial beings. Then Triyang. Triyang means what? Deva. Triyang means in between. Nara means human beings. In between celestials and animals. Triyang means animals. In between people are who? We. Those who have only punyam are devaha. They have celestial forms. And only papam are triyang animals. And in between are who? We are neither there nor here, isn't it? We are mixed up. Both Punya Papa Mishras. You know, Punya Papa Mishras are human beings, Naraha. We are in between animals and celestials. In all of them. See, Devaha, different beings. Naraha, different beings, human beings. And Triyang, complete different animals. In all of them. Look at this. Now, Kavaivagni Jalor Vishu, in all the different elements, in all the different beings, human beings, we vertically grow and horizontally grow. Is it Tiraha Anchati Iti Triyang? Know why the animal is called Triyang? Tiraha Anchati. Tira, it grows, isn't it? Never what now? Tiraha Anchati Iti Triyang. Kurukka valaradhanaal peru Triyang. Straighta valaradhanaal we are all called what now? Isn't it? vertical beings of vertical growth and horizontal growth. That is why we are advantage of being like this is, you can use two legs as two hands. And they have to use all the legs and hands as only legs only. And because only we have back problem because of this problem, but they don't have back problem, okay? And we use their backs also in India, okay? We have bullock carts, all of them. Because they have don't have back problem, they will use them. Anyway. Earn some pop monster there. Okay, Deva Tiriyang Naradishu. In all these different types of beings, Devaha, Tiriyak, Naraha, different varieties of beings, all living beings. And Kavai Vagni Dalor Vishal stand for what? All the non living things. Insentient, inert elements and the elementals. And also non-living things, and also what? Living beings of different order. Now, celestials, humans and other animals, and all of them, Satchit Anandaha Abhinnaha, Sat Chit Anandaha is with everything. Like every wave, H2O is with every wave. So, Satchit Ananda is with everything, with every element, with every elemental, with every inert element, and every living being, every non-living thing, immobile beings, in everything what is there. Sat Chit Anandaha is there. Don't, because we use word plural. Satchit Anandaha means what? Satchit Anandam, Brahma, the reality in the form of, in what form is the reality? Brahman is the word to imply reality. Brahman is what? Reality. Absolute reality, Parambhurul. In what form is it? In form of existence, pure consciousness and limitlessness. It is there. That reality is Abhinnam. Abhinnaha means what? One and the same. A living thing means little more. A non-living thing, let's know. Same. The existence with reference to a non-living thing or a living thing is one and the same. The knowledge with reference to a living thing or non-living thing is one and the same. Desirability with a living thing and a non-living thing is one and the same. The priyam, ananda, limitlessness also. Everything. Same. By Brahman, reality is the same. Satchidanandaha abhinnaha. This is the beauty of it. Satchidanandaha abhinnaha. A, don't say living thing doesn't, non-living thing doesn't have consciousness. Understand now? That is why in India we have Ayudha Puja. I've been telling every time in the class. There's a puja called Ayudha Puja, Navaratri time. We worship every stone, every nut, every bolt, every car, every lorry will have puja. Ayudha Puja day. We have garlands. That you see beautiful garlands for the vehicles and machines. That day, one day, factories all will be closed, Ayudha Puja day. All machines will have beautiful garlands. Really? You should come to Chennai and Coimbatore to see how beautifully all our vehicles. See, every car, every day will have puja one particular day. That even today, even in this country, the people, the so-called the Indians and the people, other Hindus who are living here, they take the, when they buy the car, they take first to the temple. If the temple is not there nearby also, at least they'll keep four lemon and they'll keep one small kumkum chandan. First day at least. They'll feel very shy. Oh, that's what others should think. So, but they'll keep some chandan kumkum and then they'll put one small flower and one swadha vibhuti, then do a small arati, do some arati, then they'll come around and break one coconut and they worship. First, why? Satchitananda. Understand now? Unmanifest, chit is there, sati is very much there, ananda is very much there. Car, my God, you see, Shri Rupal's car. The color is so desirable for me. Understand the paint. Now, what is it? Every object has some desirability. Understand? What I'm saying here, every object has, why I want to say here, please see that we don't say any object is. There's nothing which is not Brahman here. Akashaha is Brahman. Vayu is Brahman. Agni is Brahman. Jalam is Brahman. Of course, this fact you already know. But how beautifully the author presents. Have you seen that? It's already, you are simply mechanically saying, what? Everything is Brahman. Now you see the fact. Don't you see? This teaching takes attention to that or not? Please tell me. Tell me that. Does this teaching takes your attention to Satchitananda and everything or not? Isn't it? Car is, existence is. Car is, car knowledge is. Car, isn't it? I like the car. Yes. Ananda is there. Isn't it? Car is comfortable, I like it. Ananda else is there. So, what I'm saying here, every object has, what now? Satchidanandaha, abhinnaha. They are one indivisible, partless whole, in which in Upanishad class you will be seeing now how everything is interwoven in Brahman. All the Namarupas are, what now? Interwoven in Brahman means what? The whole fabric is woven in the threads, cotton, yarn, isn't it? Similarly here, all the Namarupas are woven where? Not outside of Satchidanandam Brahma. You cannot see pure existence, limitlessness, consciousness, but you can see the existence which is of the nature of limitlessness as pure consciousness, as a subject of knowledge in your buddhi, mind, as the very I, as the knower. Isn't it? Satchidanandaha abhinnaha. Then, but what differs then? What is non-different? One and the same. What is non-different in all the different names? Car, a living thing, a non-living thing, that element is different, this element is different, that is different, this is different, living thing is different, non-living thing is different, purpose is different. All, so many differences. Everything is different from everything else. Colors and then things and cultures and everything is different. That is why Vasudeva Kutumbakam, this Vedic Rishis could think about Vasudeva Kutumbakam. The whole Jagat is one family. They could say that statement so openly, so boldly, authentically because of this truth. Why? Come on, all these differences, borders we have made, okay? All these things, whole life we say, basically, Satchitananda. Satchidanandaha, abhinnaha, vasudha eva kutumbakam, the whole Jagat is one family. How could they say that? Because of this knowledge of this truth only. Satchidanandaha, abhinnaha, but what differs? What is that which differ? What which has differences? No, what differ from each other? No, nama rupe vidyete. Vidyete, it must be Vidyete, Peterji. Correct it. Whoever is following Sanskrit book, Vidyete. Vidyete, it is there, Vidyete. Because for the sake of the meter, the teacher has used the word Rupa Namani. You can say Nama Rupe Vidyete. Names and forms, the forms are many, plural, multiple, countable, different, isn't it? Forms are many, different, multiple, countable, plural, isn't it? And they have beginning and end, they come and go, the forms are different, therefore names are different. Forms are different, names are different, they belong to what? Jagadrupam. Nama rupe, what now? Dvayam jagadrupam. Nama rupe dvayam, what now? Nama rupa dvayam jagadrupam. Belong to the jagat. But what about Satchitanandam? Brahma? That is abhinnam. Isn't it? That is one and the same. You cannot differentiate. You cannot, the water, the H2O in one wave and the H2O in other wave are not two different things. In fact, H2O in one wave, other wave, I shouldn't even say. In H2O, all the waves are. But even if I say H2O with reference to ocean is one abhinnam H2O. But what is bhinnaha? Tarangaha bhinnaha. Jalam abhinnam. Tarangaha bhinnaha. Jalam abhinnam. Water is one indivisible partless whole and waves are many and separate and different from each other. But they are mithya, they are satyam. Similarly, in all this kha, vayu, agni, jala, urvi, in all the different elements, in all the different elementals, living beings, non-living things, of the living beings, what? Devaha, no, tiriyanga, naraha. Naraha, human beings. Tiriyag, animals. Naraha, tiriyag, no, naraha, human beings, triyag, animals, then what? We say, devaha, celestials. In all of them. All of them. So all of them have what now? All of them are different. Forms are different in all of them. What is one indivisible, partless whole is Brahman. What is that Brahman? Pure existence. What is the pure existence? Is of the nature of limitlessness. What is that existence which is of the nature of pure limitlessness? Pure consciousness. Satchitanandaha abhinnaha. Nama rupa namani bhidyete. They differ. The differing namarupas only are mithya. Satchitanandam Brahma is one and the same. Ekam, nityam, advitiyam, advaitam. Okay? Ekam, advitiyam, nityam. What now? Satyam, swatantram, abhinnam. That Brahma, everything is at Brahman. Aham that Brahma. I am that Brahma. I am that Brahma. In this jnanam, samsara goes. You have to really do big job, isn't it? You have to separate. How can you separate? You can't separate. If you think one fine day, in waking state, the Satchidananda is always with what? Waking state, dream state, deep sleep state. Never can you have pure Satchidananda. This human mind itself is only when pure Satchidanandam Brahma means what? Pure consciousness, existence, limitlessness means what? You will not be there. You will be unmanifest. Understand now? You wouldn't have been there. That is why this human mind. How can you see pure consciousness, existence, Brahman? Understand? But that is why the teacher says very beautifully, the physical separation of Satchitanandam and Namarupa is impossible, like the separation of H2 and wave Namarupa is impossible. So also what you can do, understand the Shastra's attention, you don't see only the wave Namarupa, wherever you see wave Namarupa, what you see, what you don't see is what? H2O. This is what you don't pay attention to. The Shastram has its own way, it's called Shakha Chandra Nyaya. It takes you slowly to, now bright sun, okay? And some evening I'll show you how to check it, Shakha Chandra Nyaya, Tritriya, Akshay Tritriya. Attention has been shown, taken to slight digit of the moon there. Similarly here, The Shastram has to, teaching has to take your attention to, draw your attention to something where your attention is not paid earlier. That is the miracle. Understand now? Then you see, yes, Satchitanandam, existence is in the form of hasti. Knowledge of something is in the form of, bhati. Priyam is the form of anandam of priyam. Therefore, what now? There is no object which is just no namarupa, ditto satchitanandam. But cognitively you separate satchit, abhinna satchitanandam and bhinna namarupa. Different namarupas, you separate the non-different, one indivisible partless Brahman from the namarupa. Cognitive separation. Isn't it? Is what? Thereafter you say, everything is Brahma. To say that, first you should have understood what? Everything is existence Brahman. That existence Brahman, Aham Asmi. Aham Brahma Asmi. You have done what now? Aikya Samanadhi Karanyam, Badha Samanadhi Karanyam. I had to remind you all those things again, So what you are teaching? I heard this word Badha Samanadhi Karanyam. Swami said sometime back when? Remembering. When you say the whole Jagat is Brahman, when you say Badha Samanadhi Karanyam. Aham Brahma Asmi, when you say Aikya Samanadhi Karanyam. Jeeva Jagat Ishwaras, oneness, Shastram has taught you. Namarupas, empirically they are different. Ishra, I am different. Ishra is different. Jagat is different. Brahman is different. Isn't it? But absolutely, all that is there is only Brahma. Okay, this is jnanam. But now you will ask, what will you ask now? Everything is fantastic. We've been listening for 40 years from that place and this place and studying. We are understanding aham Brahma asmi, I am that Brahman, I am everything, everything is Brahman, everything is consciousness, object to change, everything undergoes changes. We've been listening. But we have nothing, no? That means it has not yet become very clear. But you say, there's no experience. I don't have any, I have intellectually understood. I have intellectual understanding of the Shastra teaching, but I am not experiencing anything. Why do you say the very expression is wrong? Why? Because you don't know how to put your problem across. How the problem you go through, you don't know how to present the problem. You say, I've understood everything intellectually, I don't experience anything, means you are waiting for some experience to take place. No experience will ever happen. If any experience happens, if you're looking for experience, if moksha you think is experience, I told you already, you got out of the teaching. Okay, no experience will take place. Then what does it mean then? Because emotionally you are still shattered by situations. That is the measurement of, that how do you measure? What is that? Why? I have understood, I'm understanding in the class, but when things, situations happen in my life, problems come in my life, this knowledge, sometimes people say it has helped me a bit. But it doesn't seem to help me in every respect. I'm not able to be firm like this. Whatever comes, I'm not able to be like this. Sometimes I'm okay, manage, because it's knowledge, Shastra class helps to some extent. But sometimes I move and then I lose all my strength. That emotionally I'm still shattered. That means when you are shattered, you think, so what if I am Brahma? I've understood everything, but I'm still suffering. Okay, that means what? This knowledge has not helped you. That is because, please understand, I'm going to sum up the whole thing next class very clearly. Sum up. That is because, I told you yesterday, again, example, yesterday also in the class, sometimes when people put sugar for me, I know you all drink without sugar. and I need more sugar. Everybody knows. Binaji, put 3 spoons of sugar for me today. And 3 spoons of sugar she put, but she brought the tumbler to me, put the sugar and brought it to me. When I sipped, it was not sweet enough. Mm-hmm. I wanted 2 more spoons. Okay? Because I thought she has not put any sugar at all. She added 2 more spoons. Now my cup has 5 spoons of sugar. Still it is not sweet. Okay? What has not happened? You know that? Sugar has been put inside. You have to put definitely sugar. It has to be stirred properly, so every drop of my tea will be like poison. Sweet, isn't it? The sugar has to mix thoroughly in that tea, isn't it? Then I say Binaji has put sugar. Otherwise, she has put the sugar. For me, tea is still not sweet. When I studied Shastram, still I'm unhappy. Shastram goes in, but it has not yet become ingrained in me. That means not yet assimilated. Isn't it? So, it's not, but without having put sugar, if you simply take this meditation without understanding Shastram, without studying Shastram, simply practicing meditation is like what? Without having put the sugar, simply taking a spoon and stirring. You stir and stir and stir. Stirring will be nice, keep you busy for some time. It is a pleasure. Tea will never become sweet. Understand now, your stirring will be vain effort. But stirring will be very useful if you have put the sugar inside. Shastra, study with the Shravanam. With the Shravanam, then you do meditation. Isn't it? Then what will happen? It will work. Sweet tea. Then Aham Brahmasmi worked. Nothing can shake me. Isn't it? Therefore, now what has to be done? Now Nididhyasanam. Okay? What has been understood? If, you know, the teacher thinks that we have understood now. Because he thinks he has finished 21 verses. But we have yet to make it what? We have yet to understand what he has said till now. Anyway, we'll understand. I'm going to sum up next class. Because today I want to finish the topic. But it's going on and on and on. It's just sitting there. Isn't it? I want to finish the topic, one topic. Now, the next topic, the main core topic of the teaching is over. That is, the samsara, cause of samsara and the solution for removal of that samsara. That he finished saying. But this knowledge is the solution. So, avruti causes ignorance. Ignorance, isn't it, covers the difference? Ignorance is in what? Erroneous perception. Error causes what? The samsara. The problems. Wrong notions result in samsara, bandha. Therefore, what is the only solution? Knowledge is the solution. Avivekaha, lack of discriminative najas, drikkan, drishyam, brahman and sargam results in what? Avivekaha causes what? Avivekaha causes shoka, isn't it? The adhyaropa, adhyasa, ahankara, samsara. Isn't it? Therefore, vivekaha will remove aviveka, then aviveka born, all samsara also will go. For which shastra study will help. But now you have put the sugar in the tea, you have to start stirring it well. How to stir? Isn't it? Then the teacher, the uniqueness of this book is, he is presenting the method of Nididhyasanam. In the following verses, okay, that assimilation of the teaching which has been done in the earlier verses through contemplation is a subject matter of the verses from 22nd to 31st. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate.